B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What in the world was Chris Martin doing performing at a little pub in England? Well, there was more to the story than just him deciding, like, oh, there's a piano here, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
He actually ran into a couple that recognized him, and he started talking with them, and they were like, we're going to be dancing to Sky Full of Stars at our wedding. You were singing our wedding song, how serendipitous we're getting married. And that's why he performed at the pub.
Cause you're a sky.
That's all lovely and everything.
Yeah,
that's
that'd be
wonderful.
Amazing. Jeez.
Yeah, but I'm sure that when they told him, like, we're dancing to your song at our wedding, our wedding is coming up, you're Chris Martin, we're here, like, I'm sure they were hoping he'd be like, when's the wedding? I would love to come perform at your wedding.
It would cost $500,000.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would be great to have Chris Martin and Coldplay or any giant artist show up at your wedding and perform, but it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then you'd have to ask your guest, or maybe your guest would feel obligated to throw in money to help pay for it.
You're saying, so Chris Martin is performing at the wedding. You're going. You know Chris Martin's going to be there.
Yeah.
You're
going
to feel obligated to, like, give a big gift. And that would be...
I mean, it's ridiculous, the price of throwing a wedding in the first place. But the price to attend a wedding is even, like, as crazy. Just to go to my brother's wedding and see him marry this woman that he kind of doesn't really love anymore.
Oh, gee, no.
In, like, the middle of nowhere, New York, like... in August, cost me over $2,000. I had to get two dresses. I had to pay for hair and makeup. I had to do accessories. I had to get her a gift. Like, it was insane.
Caro, I'm hoping that the brother and this wife that he doesn't love anymore are not in listening range.
No, they're not. They live in.
So they know?
You're saying, Caro, without going to a wedding and have to shell out to see Coldplay or a band perform, it's expensive enough as it is.
Just, right. Just to go and sit in the crowd, not even, you know, to be a part of the wedding.
He
just
doesn't even love you anymore.
He does.
Did you say $2,000 you spent?
Yep.
Do we have anybody listening that has spent more than $2,000 to go to a wedding? 404, that's crazy. As a dude,
I know it's crazy, but it's out there.
I think of a wedding as costing me maybe $100-$150.
That's if I'm lucky.
404-741-0985. Who has spent more than $2,000 to go to a wedding? Just to be an attendant. It is wedding season. We're talking about the price to just attend. Not throw the wedding. I'm just talking about attending a wedding. Caro got us started at $2,000.
Yep. Took at least $2,000 to go see my brother get married in New York.
And by far, you think women spend more to go to a wedding than
absolutely.
A man would? Okay, it's not
because
even enough.
We've got to buy the outfits and the gift and then the, you know, hair and makeup and the accessories and all that jazz.
Dude, my buddy Josh got married. I mean, he had us buying suits. Like, he picked out a J. Crew suit, still $500.
And it's a destination wedding, it's even worse. I know you guys came to my wedding, which was a destination wedding. How much did you have to pay for that?
Come on.
I wore to your wedding what I slept in that night.
Like, I would have paid $6 billion to be there to witness
so
that
full wonderful of it.
It was so important to us.
So full of it.
Terry and Noonan, we're at $2,000. You can top that.
$3,500 to go to Las Vegas for a wedding.
So that included the flight, which was 3,000 of that these days, and then canceled.
It was kind of even between the flight and the hotel. We stayed at the Mandalay Bay.
Did you have to stay at the Mandalay Bay, or could you have stayed at the Red Roof Plus, honestly?
We had to stay at the Mandalay Bay.
Well, are you building into how much you lost at the blackjack table at 2 in the morning? Is that part of that $3,500?
No, I won $900.
Oh, all right. Hey. Okay. All right.
So are you deducting that? Did it actually cost over $4?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yes.
Thank you, Terry. So we're at $3,500. Things are escalating very quickly.
Right.
Deb in Atlanta, you can top that.
My daughter probably spent closer to $4,000
Ooh.
On someone else's wedding because her girlfriend got married. They had the bachelorette party in Napa, which means flying from Atlanta to Napa and back.
Mm.
The dress for the wedding, gifts. She got her purse stolen while she was in San Francisco and Napa.
You count that with the total?
The purse stolen, thievery.
The incidentals?
Yeah.
Incidentals. We have Wayne on hold. He could blow all y'all out of the water.
I got scammed.
We'll talk to him.
Scammed. Find out how much he spent to attend a wedding next on B98.5. So we are looking for the person who spent the most amount of money to attend a wedding.
Hmm.
Kara started at $2,000. We escalated quickly to $4,000.
Wow.
And Wayne, you spent more than $4,000 going to a wedding you never got to attend.
How about $6,500?
What? For what?
I got scammed. Okay. Met this girl online back in March. On the 10th of April, I technically got married in Ghana. The lady lives in Ghana, as it turns out, and it's a tradition over there that they have to be married. Otherwise, their family is cursed or some crap.
Right.
And so I shelled out $6,500, and I still have not ever met the woman.
Wayne, I don't want to be rude or say anything mean to you, but like at any point during any of this, did you think maybe something fishy's going on here?
After about a month, supposedly her daddy had died about 20 years earlier, and he had like $55 million in gold that she inherited. And so we basically owed the taxes for $170,000.
Could you hang on 1 second, Drex? Would you get his email address?
Why is that?
My email address?
Because I'm going to send him some emails and see what he'll bite on.
No, Wayne's been through enough.
Sorry, I'm broke.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Shelby and Duluth. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you going away? Are you flying or are you driving for 4th of July?
Oh, no, I'll be staying here. I'm a resident physician, so I am working 6 days a week.
Yeah, all those fireworks mishaps, we need you.
Yeah, I'll be seeing some people.
Interesting. A physician. Will a physician be smarter than Kara when it comes to pop culture trivia? Probably not. I'm guessing you were working when all this stuff was happening. Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Oh, Kara, go get yourself some coffee, please.
I'm gone. Good luck, Shelby.
Yeah, Kara doesn't drink coffee.
For me. Oh, I'm pregnant.
We'll ask you these five trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are celebrating their 16th wedding anniversary today. What down under country are they from?
New Zealand.
Question two, turns out Britney Spears' ex made it all the way to her locked bedroom door on her wedding day. True or false, Britney and that man, Jason, were married for 55 days.
False.
Question three, for some reason, Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and Tom Hanks are buddies now. Is Tyler the Florida or Georgia part of that band?
Georgia.
Question four, Luda's manager is okay after being shot in Buckhead yesterday. What's the name of the two malls located in Buckhead?
Lenox and Phipps.
Number five, handwritten diaries from Alan Rickman are going to be published in October. What character did he play in the Harry Potter movies?
Snape.
Bringing Kara back in.
All right, Shelby and Duluth did well this morning. I'm gonna give her number one.
Why?
I just did a Google search. I did a Google search.
All right. Can you give them? So, all right. Let's see what happens. Kara?
Number one's going to be right either way. Yes.
Unless she says North Pole. Question one, Kara.
Yes.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are celebrating their 16th wedding anniversary today. What down under country are they from?
Australia.
All right. So Shelby said New Zealand. Technically, Keith Urban was born in New Zealand. So I'll give it to her. It's 1-1.
Number two, turns out Britney Spears' ex made it all the way to her locked bedroom door on her wedding day. True or false, Britney and that man, Jason, were married for 55 days.
That's true.
True. Shelby said false. All right, 2-1.
I thought it was 55 hours.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was less.
Oh, yes, it is.
Shelby right, Kara
Shelby
wrong.
Right. Oh, okay, all right, yes, we're going to switch it up. So Shelby's up 2-1.
Question three, for some reason, Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line and Tom Hanks are best friends now. Is Tyler the Florida or Georgia part of the band?
He's the Florida part of the band.
He is the Georgia part of the band. Monroe,
what?
Georgia.
Kara is in danger.
All right, so it's 3-2. Shelby is up.
Question 3. Ludacris's manager is okay after being shot in Buckhead yesterday. What's the name of the two malls located in Buckhead?
Lenox Mall and Phipps Plaza.
Okay, that's what Shelby said, but she's still up 4-2. This game's over.
Question 5. Handwritten diaries from Alan Rickman are going to be published in October. What character did he play in the Harry Potter movies?
He's Professor Snape.
Okay, that's what Shelby said, but it doesn't matter. Final score, 5-3. A physician is smarter than Kara. Kara, your new record, 1,303 wins and 41 losses.
Congratulations, Shelby.
Thank you, Kara. In all fairness, you have pregnancy brain right now. I understand.
That is true.
Well, but does Shelby want the $100, or does she actually want to go see Luke Bryan? That's the question.
I want to go see Luke Bryan.
Oh,
Kara, you were saved.
Saving me the dollars. Yep. Thank you, Shelby.
That's well-needed diaper money.
Yes, it is.
All right. Luke Bryan, Raised Upright Tour, Lakewood Amphitheater, July 9th. Tickets on sale, livenation.com.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
We play every weekday, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
7:28, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds, scattered showers, storms this afternoon with a high of 81, 74 in Midtown. Braves off yesterday in Philly for a series starting tonight. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you how to get some cash or at least a free meal from Chipotle in a minute. Mm. But thousands of people are preparing to lace up their sneakers for Monday's Peachtree Road Race. But if running isn't really your thing, kind of like mine, but you'd still like to get your hands on one of those coveted T-shirts, you can always volunteer. The Atlanta Track Club is looking for a slew of people to pass out water, organize the start lines, and help direct the crowd. And in exchange, you get one of those prize T-shirts. So if you want to help out, you can check out atlantatrackclub.org/volunteers to sign up.
Do they cross off, like, I ran the Peachtree Road Race and write, I handed out water?
No, they're not going to print separate T-shirts, Tad.
Getting a trophy for handing out little plastic cups.
If I didn't already hate myself enough, yeah, I want to go see people run and better their lives.
Oh, gosh, you guys. Now, if you had a Chipotle fix over the last 2 years and ordered delivery off of their app, you could be owed some cash after a $4 million lawsuit. You'll have to file your claim today at deliveryfeesettlement.com. But Chipotle's on the hook right now for promising free delivery or $1 fees. Mm-hmm. But customers were actually hit with a 10% service charge and then 12 to 15% more on their food. So if you ordered anything from them from May of 2020 through January 21st of this year, you can get into the settlement. If you're part of their rewards program, you get cash. If you're not part of the rewards program, you get a voucher for a free meal.
Chipotle, the Frontier Airlines.
Oh, no.
Burritos. I had to book a last minute flight on Frontier yesterday because Delta canceled on me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. So it was like $113 for flight, carry-on bag $60,
yep.
A checked bag $30, yep. Less to check your bag than it is to carry on your bag. But the fee that I was most impressed with from Frontier Airlines.
The most impressive fee. I mean, there wasn't a seatbelt fee because that's a safety issue. I mean, they probably charged you for water.
Oh, the charge. Yeah, right? Of course they did.
Yeah.
The fee that I'm talking about is the talk to a live human being fee. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
And you pay for that in advance. So do you anticipate having a problem with our airline where you might need to speak with a human being? Here's the $10 that you pay for that.
And then you're going to sit on hold for 4 hours.
Right?
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Willow. You need forgiveness because of a birthday party.
My son Liam and his best friend Oliver are both turning 10 on the same day, and they begged us to do a joint party.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're relentless too, I bet.
Yeah, very.
Why would you need forgiveness because of that?
Well, Oliver's mom, Katie, she just told me they're dropping out, and I don't know. I feel awful. I mean, I feel like it's all my fault, honestly.
Oh, no.
So yeah. It's your fault that the other family is bailing?
It is. We've been planning this for quite a few months, and, you know, the boys will have all the same friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, Katie and I didn't want, you know, the kids or the parents to have to choose what party to attend. So right. We just thought it would be, you know, easier to put it together.
I mean, I'm curious if, like, did the budget get out of hand? Sometimes that happens with birthday parties real fast, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a party for one kid is expensive enough, but when you throw another one in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to admit it's gotten kind of crazy, like between paying for 20 kids to go to Catch Air, it's the decorations, activities, goodie bags, food and beverage for the kids, the parents. I mean, it's out of control, you know?
Is that why Oliver and his mom, Katie, backed out?
I mean, I think so. We were supposed to make the deposit this week, and that's when I got a call from Katie. Mm. I feel awful because a lot of the extras have been my idea, but you know, like you only turn 10 once, and I want to make it special for both boys, you know, not just my son.
Willow, were you in the position to maybe pay for the extras?
Now for sure. I mean, that's exactly what I'd like to offer to do. You know, Liam is just, he's heartbroken, and of course he's blaming me, you know, 10-year-old boys, you know, it's always mommy's fault. And, you know, I'll pay all of it at this point just to let the boys have it together.
So have you tried to reach out to this Katie and talk to her about this yet? Or
I haven't even had the chance, to be honest. When Katie called me, you know, we spoke briefly. And then after that, I couldn't reach her. Like, I literally haven't been able to get in touch with her. And I think she's just dodging my calls and texts. And that's why I need your help. Because I really want to apologize and try to get them back on board.
Well, let's get Katie on the phone next. We'll see if we can get you some forgiveness, if we can put this party back together, as long as we all get invites, because who doesn't want to go to Catch Air?
Come on.
Do they have enough wind for us?
Do the extras include high noons?
Yeah. I promise you'll get invited, guys. If you can make this happen, I'll make all your kids' party dreams come true.
What did I just do? I just begged to go to a kid's birthday party.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Willow and her friend Katie were planning a joint birthday party for their 10-year-old sons, and Willow thinks some of the choices she was making put the budget out of reach for Katie. She wants to get this party back on track. Willow, sit tight. We're going to help you ask Katie to forgive and forget.
Good morning. This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on, guys?
Well, we heard your son Oliver is turning 10 soon, has a big birthday party coming up.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of? What does that mean?
We had a plan and everything for his birthday, but it kind of got all messed up, so we're kind of in the stages of, like, trying to figure out what's going on and what to do next and everything. So, yeah.
How did this get messed up?
So, he was supposed to do a dual party with, you know, his best friend at this place called Catch Air. It's this really cool place. But his mom, I mean, I love her to pieces, but she's kind of gone off the deep end, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I can't submit my son to this crazy. It's become too much.
How off the deep end? How off the deep end are we talking here, Katie?
She's, I guess, one of those, like, super crunchy moms, you know, where, like, everything has to be environmentally friendly and organic. And, you know, on top of that, it's got to be, like, lactose-free, sugar-free, nut-free. I mean, list just goes on and on and on. So I feel like she's just kind of, you know, taking all of the fun out of the kids' parties.
So the budget wasn't the issue then, Katie?
No, it's not the budget at all. It's like, you know, there's going to be kombucha for the adults, probiotic gummies, goodie bags. Like, she's going to fill the pinata with baby carrots, like, of all things.
What are you talking?
No bags, of course, because, you know, that's not environmentally friendly. So just, like, random loose baby carrots in the pinata. It's very strange.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Katie, we have to tell you, Liam's mom, Willow's on the phone with us. She called to get your forgiveness for going overboard with the budget for the boys' party. She thought that's the reason you were backing out, because I guess there was a deposit that came due.
Hi, Katie. I'm so sorry for wanting our boys to be healthy, but I personally just believe it's important to teach them about what they're putting in their bodies at an early age.
I totally understand that, and I respect that, and being healthy is one thing, but I mean, they're kids. You gotta let them have a little bit of fun, and it's their birthday.
Katie, what would you have done differently with the party?
I mean, they're 10-year-old little boys. You know, take them to the pool, pick them up some, you know, $5 Little Caesars pizza and cake and soda from Costco.
So you're basically telling me you want them to swim around in chemicals and eat a bunch of garbage? Like, I don't think that's asking for much.
That's what being a kid is.
Willow, come on. It's one day, and kids do it every day. They're going to be fine.
So this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, Katie. Willow was reaching out to see if she could get your forgiveness and get this party back together. Can you forgive her?
Just to throw this out there, Katie, I will pay for everything, okay? I really don't want to disappoint the boys, so I'm throwing the offer out there. I hope you take it.
I mean, if you're going to foot the bill, then sure, yeah, I guess we can do something with the boys, and yeah, I forgive you, but okay, I am going to do a pool party at some point.
Huh.
That's fine. I'll just make sure to pack Liam a separate meal and make him wear a wetsuit, and, you know.
A wetsuit's not going to save him.
It just sounds so expensive to be this Gwyneth Paltrow-y, you know?
But it makes me happy.
Okay.
It makes me so happy. Yeah.
Willow, I'm sure my wife has some gluten-free recipes she'd want you to try. I've been eating this garbage for years.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Matt needs to ask forgiveness from his wife for trying to cover up a major DIY mess up.
Ooh.
That's going to end up costing them tens of thousands of dollars.
No. That's why they make contractors.
Yes.
Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.